Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I finesse down Western Road. Hey, next.
Jason Fitz was filling in for Outside the Lines today. He's been doing some college football work on game day and also as part of Gullick and Wingo. He will join us at 1:25. We have a lot to get to with him. But first, we want to get the pulse. We want to get the pulse of the city here. It was obviously a very eventful weekend in college football. Not a good weekend for the SEC. A great weekend for Memphis football. And here's the question. As a Memphis football fan, right? Are you more excited that you beat Ole Miss, or do you take more joy from Tennessee losing to a Georgia State football team? You know, where are you on it? In terms of the spectrum of joy, what do you take more joy in?
I'll say that. How much joy did Tennessee fans take in coming down here and beating Memphis in its sport last year, basketball?
535-3776-535.
Quite a bit.
ESPN. I think they, you know, well, first of all, I mean, that's the pride of Tennessee athletics right now, you know, is their basketball program. I mean, and
the scripts have flipped.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you can't.
And yet Penny's flipping it back.
You can't even, I'm not even saying that ironically. Like, it's true. You know, Tennessee basketball, not women's, but men's, is the pride and joy of their athletic department right now, you know. And they're going to have, they should have another good year this year. You know, they lost a lot in Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams and also their point guard, Jordan Bone.
But he's recruiting, though.
But there's no question about it. He's recruiting at a high level, and that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game in Knoxville. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Rick in East Memphis. Rick, you're on.
Fellas, what it is?
Yo.
What's up, Rick?
Man, I'm feeling a whole lot better. Forget Tennessee. I don't care less about them. But, hey, I would like to play them, though. What's up with that? So, we can't hook that up?
So, you know they're going to treat that just like Ole Miss right now. They didn't want any part of you.
Yeah, I know that. But I got something else. Why don't they try to send a matter bus for the students on the school campus and get them a ride and a ticket, you know what I'm saying, to the games? They do the Highland 100 like that. Why they can't do the University of Memphis kids like that? They're too close for them or what?
Are you sure they don't do that? Because, I know they do for basketball. I know they don't. It's not a matter, but it's a shuttle. Are you sure there's not a shuttle for the football team?
No, not for the kids to the football game. I ain't never seen one before.
Okay, we'll have to check on it. But, yeah, they should do it if they're not doing it. Rick, we appreciate the call, man. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Are you taking more joy in the win for Memphis football, or is there a sense of, you know, you just love to see Tennessee suffer? Let's go to William in Tunica. William, you're on.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
You back. Thanks, man.
Man, I'm taking more love in the Memphis win, man, because it just seems like there's more love in the city when Memphis is on the right track, and especially with both sports, man. I'm a true Razorback fan, but I can feel the love with all you Memphis people, man, and it's just great to see both teams really trajectory heading straight up, and I'm just proud to be in Memphis right now. It's a good time for Memphis football and basketball.
Yeah, that
appreciate
it is.
Y'all.
William, man, appreciate you saying that.
Well, I do wonder,
as a Razorbacks fan.
535-3776-535-ESP, and I do feel like maybe there is a sense of detachment from Tennessee because, like, you just know they're never going to play. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you just realize and understand that Tennessee just does not want to play Memphis in football, and therefore, you know, you don't really care anymore about what happens with Tennessee football.
Wasn't that when there was something to protect, though?
How do you mean?
Like your brand, your Tennessee football. If you lose to Memphis, right, it hurts your brand, all that stuff. But your brand has been so damaged at this point. I would suggest taking on all comers, John, to kind of get it back and get some of that. I mean, they're in a different spot now than where they've been, being able to say, no, we're, you know, on our horse. We're not going to play you, Memphis. You're not on the horse anymore if you're associated with Tennessee Vols football at all.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Jared. Jared, you're on.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
You got to show more love for Memphis winning this game. I don't really care about Tennessee, and I'm not a hater. So you got to go with what we have worked hard to do, and we won.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jared, absolutely. Thanks for the call.
They're the story.
Yeah, no question.
I agree with that.
But really, it's just it's really a fundamental question. Of course, you're gonna love, like, nobody's gonna not love the win over Ole Miss. But it's really a question of, you know, do you still take joy in seeing Tennessee fall flat on their face? Now, according to Clay Travis, just a hard fought loss, and we'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody else, I mean, I'm going back and forth with a Tennessee fan right now who's saying that, you know, because my contention is that's a setback loss for 5 years. To me, because you're gonna end up firing Jeremy Pruitt, which means you're gonna have to go to another coach, and he's gonna get a year or two at least until this cycle starts up again.
Right.
So, and it's to the point now where Tennessee fans don't even get angry anymore. Like, that's how down they are.
Yeah, I mean, not to single them out, but saying that the loss to Memphis in what 96 was the worst.
Yes.
Worse than how is that possible? That Memphis team had to – we were going through it, John. The NFL guys on that team.
Yeah.
This was a Georgia State team that won two games last year, right? A Georgia State team that Memphis rolled up 700 yards on last year. And this was a season that you thought you were going to get back, and maybe it still happens, but you thought you're getting back in the bowl and getting back to relevance.
Yeah.
It's started off just the opposite so far. So, again, it's a different world now for Tennessee football. They better start looking in the mirror.
535-3776-535-ESPN. By the way, people are writing into the show saying that they do offer a shuttle to the
That's
Liberty Bowl.
Something.
They do it for basketball. Why would they do it for football? Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, man, great game. I was up in that stadium, and it was a great look. I don't know what the attendance numbers was, but it was a good look. It was hot out there, but it was a good look. And I'm more happy for the win. I care less about Tennessee. Hey, they're getting what they got coming to them. So I got two points, man. When I left the game, I went down Central. I saw a bunch of students walking. So you guys see us a shuttle, I don't know.
Interesting.
But I saw a lot of students walking back toward the university. And my second thing is, you guys kind of touched on it a little bit about Memphis Madness. When is Penny going to put this schedule out, man? We waiting. I'm counting on you guys to put that news out for me, man.
Hey, Raymond, appreciate the call.
All right.
He's talking about the whole
– I mean, the schedule has not been – I mean, it does feel like it's time for the schedule to come out, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's September. We don't have a schedule yet in terms of dates.
The only thing we didn't have was a bye game here or there.
Yeah.
Like, everything else has been reported, hasn't it?
For the most part. I mean, but I still think, you know, people want to see, like, the full thing. You know what I mean? We do not have that yet. Maybe it'll come. I mean, I'm assuming it'll come out in the next 2 weeks or so. I mean, that's just the way these things go. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy and Olive Branch, you're on.
Hey, guys. I relish any win of Memphis over Ole Miss, but the Tennessee loss, that's just special. to a Georgia State team, that's just special.
it was absolutely humiliating. Thanks.
Yeah. And real quick, y'all, John, I tweeted you this earlier, but the quarterback for Georgia State was a local kid who
Center
went
Hill.
To Center Hill High School. Yeah,
that's
y'all
awesome.
Y'all really should get the kid on the show and you know, give him 10 or 15 minutes to tell his story.
No doubt. Jimmy, thanks for the call,
for the call,
yeah,
brother.
So a local connection there. That makes it even better. 535-3776-535-ESPN. ESPN. If you're rating your joy, do you take more joy in Memphis beating Ole Miss when they were favored in the game, or do you take more joy in Tennessee falling flat on their face against a really bad Georgia State team that Memphis rolled last year? Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Pretty good, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well. I really enjoy y'all's show. Appreciate you giving us all the updates on Tigers. It's great. I truly enjoy it.
Thank you, Kelly.
But there is nothing that will ever overshadow a Memphis win, whether it's baseball, basketball, football. It doesn't matter to me. A Memphis win takes precedence over any other sport, as far as I'm concerned. Now, that guy you had on at 11:25,
Clay Travis,
the bull crap that was oozing out of him. I mean, oh my God, he didn't do anything but lie. I got to tell you, and I say this with embarrassment, but I have a lot of family members that are big UT fans,
mm-hmm.
and I hear the crap year after year after year. And, man, don't think I didn't call every one of them after that game, and they were crying, wanting to fire everybody,
yep.
Never going to burn their tickets, never seen anything like it. And, I mean, it was incredible, the stuff that was coming out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude to sit there and say that Sweet 16 game was more. I would have slapped him if he had been in front of me.
Kelly, we appreciate the call,
man. Brother. And the Clay impression.
3776-535 ESPN. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, you're on.
What's up, man? I enjoyed the Tigers' victory over Ole Miss than Tennessee losing to Georgia State. But if the Tigers don't generate more offense than they did Saturday,
yeah. Yeah.
They won't go undefeated. I can assure you that. Not that team.
Well, no, we don't disagree there. There's no question. But I also think that
you have time to get it on track.
And there's a chance that Ole Miss's defense could be the best one Memphis sees this year. I mean, there's a chance, you know, in terms of skill, you know, there's a chance. So you have to consider that. It's also week one. Ryan, thanks for the call, man. 535-ESPN, 535-3776. What did you enjoy more, the Memphis win over Ole Miss or Tennessee losing to Georgia State? Because here's the deal, Mike, it really just boils down to how much you hate Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Memphis has lost to Ole Miss a ton in program history, right? So it would just be another loss to Ole Miss, and they would still have all their goals in front of them. Nothing would change.
Right.
But Tennessee losing to Georgia State, it being the worst loss, one of the worst losses in college football history, mm-hmm. you know, you can't put a price on that, man. You maybe a 42-foot yacht. But you can't put a price on that.
Well, especially at a time, you know, in a coach in his second year, you're hoping to build on momentum to the point that you've convinced folks with the talent that you've got that it's about to happen, right? To stay tuned. Like, you felt like Tennessee was going to get back to at least approaching relevance. And so to start it off like this, John, you send the absolute opposite sign to your fans. And yes, they had folks. Now, it was hot up there, obviously, but they had folks leaving at halftime, John.
Yep.
And I mean, again, you get back to talking about what the Tennessee brand is now.
Yep.
It is not what it was when you lost to Memphis. It's not what it was in 98. It's changed so much. This idea that you're still so much better than Memphis, right? We don't need to play. Stop. If I'm Tennessee, I'm taking every opportunity I can to whatever bit of positive thing I can bring back to my brand, I'm trying. And again, you know, running from Memphis doesn't help you at all.
Yeah. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Reginald. Reginald, you're on.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Look, man, I would love to say that it's the Memphis game, but being that we work around all these Tennessee fans, it just feels so good to see them lose to somebody that they should have beat.
I mean, somebody like Georgia State's, like, you know what I mean? Like, not like Arkansas. They didn't lose to Arkansas. You know, they lost to freaking Georgia State. You know, like, they really can't say anything else about Memphis football for, I don't know, at least another 5 years. Reginald, thanks for the call, man.
All right, man.
Yep, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Now, it requires you taking care of business as well as a program, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Memphis has to beat Ole Miss to really effectively be able to rub it in people's faces. And they did that. So you have to have both, kind of, in a way.
What was their win here not expected? They were the ranked team, right? when Tennessee came here last year and beat Memphis by 10 in FedEx Field.
Yes, yes, it was.
So
yeah, they were favorites.
And they knew that in Penny's first season, right, you'd have half Tubby guys, half guys that you're beating. Yes, a program with tradition,
yep,
but a program that's under its first year head coach, a program in transition. John, did they take any of the, you know, the sting out of when they give it back to you about beating them? Did they say, oh, we get it, we understand, you're in year one?
No.
No, didn't do that at all.
No, they.
And so the idea that Memphis isn't supposed to give it to Tennessee when they're losing to teams they're not even supposed to lose to, when they're losing to teams that last year won two games, I mean, are you kidding me there?
Yeah.
Like, Tim, we know what Tennessee fans are going to do. The idea that Memphis fans shouldn't do it back and, oh, they should take some high road, give me a break. It's football. You have fun with it.
The Tigers are ranked overall 30th in the coaches poll, so they jumped up several spots. And the AP top 25 poll just came out. 6 votes, which is the same number of votes they got in the preseason poll. So the media has not caught on yet, Jason, is what we're trying to say here. You should get more votes after you beat a Power 5 program.
Well, it's going to be hard because, again, with Southern coming up, you're not going to, you know, other than winning, you're not going to get a whole much more, you're not going to get a ton of votes coming in off that.
It's true.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But they'll be ranked after, if they go 4-0, 5-0 to start the year, they'll be ranked. Let's go to Susan in Memphis. Susan, you're on.
Hello.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, my husband calls this weekend the trifecta, when Memphis wins and Ole Miss and UT lose.
That's well done.
The stars aligned, Susan. They really did.
So we were thrilled with the Memphis win, but after the Tennessee loss, we actually drank champagne, and I think.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
His joy was just made the weekend complete.
Yep. Susan, thank you for the call so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
535-3776-535-ESPN. They brought out the champagne glasses, Jason. It was like the 72 Dolphins when they lost to Georgia
State. Again,
they
gave it to you pretty good in basketball when they came down here. Again, I don't see any problem with giving it back to them.
It was a 10-point win, man. I mean, you know. You're
over a Memphis team that's never ranked. Yeah. All on one expected.
No doubt. No, yeah. I feel like we, you know. And Penny had his role in keeping that alive, too. You know, I'm not mad at anybody. I thought it was all good for college basketball. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on.
Hey, guys. Great weekend. Yeah. The only thing I got to say is anytime Memphis beats a team like Ole Miss or SEC team, you know, that's meat and potatoes to me. But on top of that, Tennessee losing, that was the gravy.
Mm-hmm. So you had a good plate.
Yeah, and as far as all the crybabies talking about we should act professional and this and that and everything, I seem to remember a couple of years ago, Didn't Ole Miss beat Alabama down at Oxford? Didn't the whole world come in down there at the goalpost and everything then?
Yep, they did. And they're in the same conference.
Yeah, somebody ought to remind them of that. Acting professional.
No, you're right.
All right, guys, that's all I had.
Dave, thanks for the call, brother. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Austin, who is in East Memphis. Austin, you're on.
How you doing, guys?
Yo.
Well, brother.
Well, I want to say anytime Memphis beats Ole Miss, it's a very feel-good thing for Tiger fans just because they've had such a losing history. However, as far as what you look at is a monumental upset or anything like that, it's definitely Tennessee losing to a team that won 2 games last year in the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
They're god-awful. Never should have beat them in Knoxville. And as upset as these Tennessee fans have been over the past several years, I mean, really, it's been bad for them other than 2 9-win seasons under Butch Jones ever since Fulmer's been fired.
Yep.
They have not been able to have anything stick there in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're a program that, you know, Greg Schiano was about the best they probably could get, and then you had your buddy Clay Travis torpedo that, and they're just sitting in a wasteland. And so for Memphis, they're up right now. They've been having great success, and it's so great to see because, my goodness, they were so bad at football for so long. And,
no doubt.
You know, Ole Miss is still sitting there licking their wounds from the NCAA, and so I think it's great when Ole Miss beats Memphis, when Memphis beats Ole Miss, but Tennessee loses, definitely the worst.
Yeah, hey, Austin, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for that. The most annoying part of all of this, it's so Tennessee, to be honest with you. Like, they're acting as if they are just totally numb to this. You know, they're acting as if this is, you know, because I'm getting some of that on Twitter. Like I said, you know, Clay Travis, I mean, that seems to be like the adopted company line now is, you know,
nothing to see here, nothing to see here.
You know.
They're going to be mediocre anyway.
When in reality, that is a catastrophic loss. That is a Category 5 Hurricane Dorian loss. Okay, like that is that it should be. you know, it should be considered that bad,
right?
You know, because it was no two ways about it.
They're faking the funk.
They are. Yeah. They are. They're fronting, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They're fronting. Let's go to Jarrell. Jarrell, you're on.
Come on, man. Now y'all sitting up here glorifying Memphis like they just really gonna done something. Yeah, Memphis been sorry for so how long? For how long have y'all been sorry in football? I'm a Vols fan. Yeah, that Georgia State loss was a hurt one. I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat that one. But quit putting Memphis on the Mount Rushmore like they just done something. They beat Ole Miss. A team is on the rebuilding mode. Yeah, come on now.
But y'all lost to Georgia State.
Tennessee wouldn't beat Ole Miss.
Come on now.
Tennessee wouldn't beat Ole Miss. I can't believe you still want to.
You know what? Right now, I give you the benefit of the doubt. Memphis might can beat Tennessee. Tennessee has been on a down spiral for a while now. If you don't got no coach, you don't got no program. And that's the way it is.
Why are you a Tennessee fan?
Well, I'm a Tennessee fan. I've always been a Heath Shuler. Heath Shuler, one player. I ain't scared to say it. Heath Shuler. I love Heath Shuler. Back in the old days.
Heath Shuler?
Heath Shuler, yeah.
I thought you were going to say T. Martin. What about T?
Now, let me ask you a question. You a Memphis fan, right? So you've been going through the aches and pains all these years,
yep,
and y'all finally get a decent program. That's good.
Yep.
But still, y'all still can't get over the hump.
Y'all can't even send anybody to the draft anymore. Y'all got Tennessee balls. Supposed to have all the resources in the world. Nobody getting drafted
y'all
anymore.
Y'all spent like $200 million
draft picks and everything else.
Hold on.
Y'all paid Georgia State $1 million to lose to them.
Hey, is Memphis the best football program in the state? Yes.
Hey, I know you did not go there for all the draft picks. Come on now. Y'all don't have how many players? Six? After the last 30 years, probably go.
It's happening right now. It's timely, brother. You talking about the past.
You're right. You so right.
We talking about today, 2019, brother.
I don't think I'm going to say congratulations, Memphis, on y'all win. Hope you win some more. And guess what? Get over the hump. You can't win the big game. Tell the big game show up.
You haven't since 98. And you know what the thing about the old days are, Jarrell?
What's that?
They're the old days.
There you go.
They're gone. They're over.
Hey, good ill this weekend, brother. You have a good one, brother. Right.
Thanks,
appreciate you listening.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
I mean, that brother got some audacity. Even come on here, Tennessee fan today.
Yeah.
How is there I didn't realize there were any Tennessee fans in the Mound.
There can't be many, okay? There can't, but it is Orange Mound, Tennessee Orange. I don't know. Let's go to Allen. Allen, you're on.
Hey, so, brother, how y'all doing today?
Yo.
Doing well. How are you?
Lovelier than the birds in spring. Yesterday was the first time, because of employment, that I could watch the opening season of college football that Saturday. Oh, man, I had the best time. Memphis looked awesome, and the Tennessee fans looked awesome. Win, lose, or draw, they are out there. And I tell you, they are something to be proud of. I wish they would get a team. I think it's probably the curse of Johnny Majors that's haunting them. And that's about it for me. Hello from the right side of the river. We'll be loving getting Memphis and May in here.
No doubt. Hey, Alan, thanks.
Have a good day, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Now, the call.
Now, nobody's happy about losing Memphis and May. I think it's just for 1 year, though. It's moving from Tom Lee Park for a year. I don't think anybody's happy about that. Maybe West Memphis is happy about that. That's about it. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I take a totally different approach probably than a lot of people.
Okay.
I like to look to the future. And I think as far as the future success of Memphis football goes, we have to either get into one of these conferences that has the big revenue packages that come with it, or the whole conference moves into that level. Now, I think we all have a part to play in that. As just everyday average fans in a city that's got a considerable number of poor people, we simply buy tickets, which are very affordable, and show up. The city has, I think, a role in this, city of Memphis. They're talking about a wonderful development on the fairgrounds. But included in that, I would like to see them guarantee that for every parking spot they use for the development, that they create one point something or another that will not only replace that parking spot, but add a few more that would match the capacity of the stadium. It helps the Liberty Bowl. It helps the Tigers. It helps the Southern Heritage Classic, and maybe even some other events. That's a big ticket now. But just think about it. If you've ever seen the blueprint in the paper of that development, it's sizable, and it's going to eat up a lot of parking.
And I haven't heard anybody address that yet, but maybe they can, and hopefully they will.
Yeah.
But I say we kill everybody with kindness. We worry about winning. We worry about growing the fan base. And let's say the SEC someday decides to vote on including another team or two or some other conference. Well, I would rather have been killing them with kindness for a few years than trashing them all the time. It doesn't do us any good to do all that. I mean, the rivalries are fun and all that. Let's keep it clean. Let's keep it fun. But let's don't unnecessarily antagonize people. Let's keep our eye on the big prize, and that's getting us in a conference where we can make enough money and someday maybe compete for a national championship.
Mark, so, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. That's certainly one way to do it, to go about it, but it's not fun.
Well, it should never cross a line.
It's not, well.
It gets, you're cursing the person out.
It's okay to cross a line every now and then, right? I mean, it's football, man. This is America, you know?
Well, I just meant from a cursing.
This country was built on crossing lines.
Yeah. It's on rebellion. I get all that.
Right?
I get all that. I'm just talking about
you. I want you to go see Hamilton, the musical.
No, you took care of that for us.
Let's go to Jeff in Millington. Jeff, you're on.
Hey, yeah, I just had a quick question.
Yes,
a point that I haven't heard very many people make about Georgia State beating Tennessee. Did Georgia State also get to keep the money?
Yes, of course. They got
$1 million.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't have to give it back.
How much?
$1 million.
900 something, about we rounded up to a million.
Not only did they smack an SEC team around on national TV, but they got $1 million to do it.
Which I'm imagining 100%. Is a huge part of their budget for the year.
And it's what Memphis is hoping to do in that third year against Arkansas. Take the million and take the win.
Okay, I was just wondering if they got to keep the, you know, I figured they'd get paid something, but I didn't know they'd get all of it.
I mean, Tennessee like Debo, man, they ride up on the bike, they take
that
check.
Oh, no, y'all beat us, you can't have the whole thing.
Hey, Jeff, appreciate the call.
That check got cut.
Yep. Let's go to Joseph. He's going to be the last word on this. Joseph, you're on. Joseph.
Yeah.
You're on, brother.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all guys doing?
What do you think?
Doing well, feeling good. How about you?
I'm excellent. I'm calling you coming on the Tennessee-Georgia State game.
Okay.
What'd you see?
Well, I work.
Sound like it was going to be a good story.
He works. It's like a man drowning. You know, we got to call the lifeguard in. I don't think we can really do anything. Yeah.
There we go. We got him.
Joseph.
Yeah.
All right. You were saying about the game?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Thank you, Joseph. It's been a great call.
Brad was committed to Joseph, man.
Well, he had got on, but I think he thought we heard him. And yeah. At that point, it wasn't even worth doing.
The world will never know. Great weekend of college football.
Yes, it was.
In many different respects. When we come back, we'll discuss that with Jason Fitz on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever your summer carries you, you can listen anytime, anywhere.
Do one thing to protect the environment. Here's Rufus Dusol with their one thing.
We vouch to not drive our cars, and we encourage everyone else to do the same to help save the ozone layer or protect it in some way. And no Ubers either.
It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877 by Dell. That's 877 by Dell.
1, 2, get down.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Look at me. You know what to see. See a bad mother.
Jason Fitz is adding new roles every week, it feels like. He's on Outside the Lines earlier today. He was on Game Day this week, and you can hear him every morning on Golic and Wingo. He joins us every week around this time. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, and hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm not as happy as you guys are, am I?
It's a great day in Memphis. There is no, for just so many different reasons. One, I mean, first of all, when we were texting a little bit during the game, it's always a great day when Memphis beats a Power 5, and namely an SEC opponent. That's the first thing. And then secondly, on the other end of the state, right after you're celebrating that victory, Tennessee falls flat on their face to Georgia State, that you rolled, coincidentally, in Memphis by 30-something points last year. So it was just everything aligned this weekend for Memphis.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, let's start with Memphis football, because I think it's a huge statement win for you guys when you take a look at what it means to win a game like that. And I realize that we can talk all day long about the level of opponent, but the fact is we're talking about the level of opponent in the same sentence that we're saying SEC school, and we're doing it on a Memphis team that is missing some of the star power that we got used to last year. So I do believe that there's a little bit of a statement when you come out with that sort of a win that solidifies who you are, where the program's going, and where the program can actually consistently perform to. I mean, that's a statement when Memphis can beat an SEC school. I don't care how much we want to apologize for the bad in the SEC. When we look at the bottom line, which is the amount of dollars going into a program that can be spent for a program to be great, Memphis should be at a disadvantage to Ole Miss. And the fact that they weren't in that game is a huge statement for the program.
And there is no year, right, Fitzy, where it's acceptable for Tennessee football to be losing to a Georgia State team that was a two-win team a year ago. Is there? Yeah, Clay Travis, we had him on earlier today. I know I throw some of the stuff he says at you. We couldn't believe this. He was spinning it. Oh, they were going to be mediocre anyway. It feels like, you know, time to hit, you know, put it up to DEFCON, you know, 5-1, whatever it is, for Tennessee. What say you?
Well, I mean, why is it that the people that support that program, whether it's because they're fans, alumni, or because they live around it, refuse to be honest about the state of the program? Mm-hmm. And the fact is, I'll go back to what I just said. When you talk about money and you talk about resources and when you talk about what's available to college programs, Tennessee has one of the best situations you could possibly ask for. They're in a great recruiting area. They should be able to get to whoever they want. They have all of the money you could possibly ask for. They have great facilities. They have a passionate fan base. We've seen it when it's engaged. And they have blown all of that. They have stepped on their own feet in every possible way. And for anyone to try and turn around and make this some sort of anything less than an abject disaster when you're talking about a school that fired their athletic director, ended up hiring, their seventh pick at coach?
Yep.
I mean, this is disgusting for a brand of football that's supposed to be as good as Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I mean,
Tennessee.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference between Vanderbilt and Tennessee?
To your point.
You know, I mean,
at least Vandy knows who they are. I mean, I'll say that. Like, at least Vandy knows what's important to them as a program, who they are and who they're going to be. And they've decided, Vandy decided a long time ago that bowl eligibility was enough. That's not enough in Knoxville. So, right. You know, for Jeremy Pruitt to have this level of failure out of the gates, inexcusable. And, you know, no matter what happens from the program here, when I talk about coaches, I talk about focus. I talk about the ability to go out and play disciplined football. They didn't have any of that, and I can't make that make sense.
It sets the program back three, four, five, right? Because I think what this does, barring some sort of miraculous turnaround, I mean, you have friggin' receivers for Tennessee retweeting memes about Tennessee writing the check to Georgia State after that loss. I mean, it basically sets you back because now you're going to be looking for a new coach, you know, in a year or two, or maybe after this year, who knows? I mean, it's just it just sets your program back, doesn't it?
No, 100%. I mean, why is it? And look, we would turn around, and Vols fans would do this. You know it. I'm telling you the truth here. If Vols fans, if they turn around and beat a team like Alabama, what would we hear? Oh, my God, it's great for recruiting because now they can go to recruits and say, mm-hmm. When I was covering the Vols in Nashville, the amount of times that people would say, you know what, a close loss is good because now you can go to recruit and you can say, hey, you're the playmaker that can make the difference. And all of a sudden, just by you being here, we're going to be better. I mean, this spin continues. You can't spin this any way other than a negative for the program, a negative for the SEC, a negative for the school, and a negative for the fan base.
No, that's exactly right. It was not a good weekend at all for the SEC. Had Auburn not pulled it out there at the end, might have been the worst ever. We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. You can hear him every morning on Golic and Wingo, catch him on Outside the Lines and Game Day on Saturday mornings. All right, turn into a great performance from this weekend. Jalen Hurts, just an absolutely magnificent performance, a virtuoso performance, if you will. Is he the Heisman winner this year?
I mean, he should be. Lincoln Riley's had so much success with, you know, quarterback transfers. I think we underrate, too, what that specific coaching skill set is. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about recruiting kids and growing them. I'm talking about taking players that have already been developed, getting their confidence back, and then getting the most out of them. That's what Lincoln Riley seems to have a special gift for. And when you have back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners that are transfers, and now you add somebody that won a ton of games, if they can get even just regular levels of accuracy out of Jalen Hurts in this offense, they're going to be scary good. And the fact is, we're high on the Big 12. There are some good teams in the Big 12. So Oklahoma has a shot at the playoffs. And if you're telling me that Jalen Hurts is going to be a record-setting quarterback at a playoff school, why wouldn't he be part of the Heisman conversation?
Yeah. Did anything you see this weekend make you think, oh, maybe not Alabama and Clemson? I mean, Georgia looked good. I think we've talked about it. They've got that level of talent. But when it's all said and done, you feel like those two will be there. No, it's wide open. We've got the whole season in front of us. But those two, I thought, looked good enough. Alabama started a little slow against Duke, but They've got so much talent.
I think those two are going to be fine. I think the questions that we started to ask or can start to ask is about who are going to be the other two teams in the playoff, and that's where the Oregon loss hurts, because even if you believe Utah is the team out of the Pac-12 that can make it in, it's going to take the Pac-12 playing great football for anybody to fall in love with the best of the Pac-12. So in my mind, any loss for a team like Oregon is not only damning for Oregon, but it is for everybody in the conference. So.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at what happened over the weekend, is Ohio State reminded us that Justin Fields is going to be great, but Michigan didn't look great, and that's going to matter. So Jalen Hurts looked great. Texas has got to look great, too. You know, you've got to have multiple teams in these conferences that are all playing at the highest possible level so that you can build up sort of the perception of the conference within the mind of the committee, and that's going to be the biggest step moving forward.
One of the things, Fitz, that we have really focused on here in Memphis and kind of thrown our weight behind is a Cotton Bowl run for the University of Memphis. If you look at their schedule, it really doesn't get difficult again on paper until the end of the year when they close the season with Houston, South Florida, and Cincinnati. If you're sort of identifying that group of five team, you know, that's going to be in one of those New Year's Day bowls, I mean, is Memphis at the top of the list for you?
It has to be, yeah, and I think that's why it was such a statement win, because, again, I don't want to take, you know, and it was because of you guys. I'll be the first to admit it. Like last year on the college football show we did, we ended up, because of you guys saying, hey, keep an eye on him. I ended up watching so much Darrell Henderson and then watching so much Memphis football last year. And I think, you know, when we were going into our production meetings this year, we were sort of laughing about it, saying, I don't know if that's replicatable. You know, there's turnover, and they were running the football, and, you know, and Pollard comes out for Dallas, and all of a sudden that becomes some excuse for why Memphis just had this stacked running back room and they can't replicate it. For them to come out and get that win, I mean, obviously, I think they're going to be the team that sort of has that ability to make the statement, especially because I'm not looking at Brandon Wimbush saying that I trust what that's going to look like there. So, when you talk about UCF, so I think there's opportunity for Memphis for sure.
If it looks like, at least, there's reports that Dallas may be indeed close with signing Ezekiel Elliott. If they get him in the fold, say he gets done, he's healthy, he's back to football, they get everything right. How much do you like them in the NFC? How many other teams would you put ahead of them? And where are they in terms of your ranking, in terms of teams that can represent Super Bowl out of the NFC with Zeke?
That's the funny thing to me. It's such a great question because think about it. They put a bunch of money into Collins today.
Yep.
Also, so, you know, they're signing all of these star players for them, which is, you know, what we expect them to do. But are we realistically looking at the Cowboys and talking about them in the same breath as the Eagles or the Saints? Or even the Falcons, or, you know, going down the list, the Vikings. I would put all of those teams ahead of them. The Bears, you know, the Cowboys, they just feel to me like a 9-7 team that might get a break and go 10-6, and they have a ton of talent. So why? And I think, you know, you've got to look at it. The offensive line is great. Zeke is great. Amari Cooper can be great, although I'll be interested to see if it's sustainable. I just don't know that I believe, like everybody else does, that Dak is great. So they've got the talent. I don't know that they have the coach, and I don't know that they have the quarterback. So they're sort of a 9-7, maybe 10-6 team that's investing all of their money in the future like they're a 13-3 perennial playoff contender.
Andrew Luck is out of the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney is out of the AFC South, and he's now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. If the Titans can't do it this year, and by it I mean compete and contend, not even compete, contend for the AFC South title, if they can't do it this year, can they ever do it?
Oh, man. I mean, not in the immediate future, and I don't think they can in the immediate future, unfortunately. You know, they just signed Ben Jones. That's questionable to me. Ben hasn't always been the best player, and he's not the most athletic guy in the middle of that line, and so they've put more money into their offensive line, and I'm not sure they suddenly trust what they've invested in there. And, you know, you guys know, I think the world of Marcus Mariota, the human being, but I don't think he's much more than a okay quarterback right now. We don't have proof of him being anything better than that. So it's hard for me to see it. I think they're a team that's going to play hard, and they're going to team that's going to find themselves at 8-8. But, you know, I'd still take Jacoby Brissett and the Colts. Heck, I'd take Brian Hoyer and the Colts over the Titans this year if it comes down to that. I think the rest of the Colts roster is just that good. And Jacksonville has to be looking around saying, hey, don't forget us. And frankly, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, I think, is a big loss for the defensive side of the ball. But at the same time, Laramie Tunsil is a big upgrade for the offensive side of the ball. If Deshaun Watson can actually stay upright, my God, the Texans want to put themselves in that top 4 or 5 team conversation. So I still think squarely the Texans, Colts, and Jags are better football teams than the Titans.
And then got to ask you, are the Raiders going to start their season undefeated? Will they win on Monday night on ESPN against the Denver Broncos in their last home opener ever in Oakland?
Yeah, you know what? I like their odds in this one, not because I think the Raiders are great, but because I think the Broncos aren't very good.
Agreed.
You know? And this isn't so much – I think when the dust is settled for the Broncos, you're looking at a 4-12 football team to me.
I agree.
And the Raiders, you might be looking at a 6-10 team. You might be looking at 7-9. But, you know, that's a step up for this team that completely has been rebuilding. I think the interesting stat, and I won't be quite right on it, but I think that they're left with 6 or 7 players total on the roster that came in before Gruden. And that shows you what an overhaul it's been in two years. So – totally different roster. And if there's any takeaway I've had from Hard Knocks, it's that he likes to be best friends with veterans and create a friendly environment for them. He thinks that's how they thrive. Hmm. And he's essentially a college coach with a rah-rah atmosphere with young kids. So
yep.
It feels like New Gruden is trying to be a college football coach that can get the most out of young players. We'll find out if that's true. But again, this is a Raiders team that played better the back half of the season last year. That a lot of people believe in is more talented. So I think they're going to beat the Broncos, not because they're great, but because the Broncos are just at the bottom.
No doubt. Hey, Fitz, man, it is awesome
you,
to watch your professional growth every week, man. We really feel like you're blowing up, and we appreciate the time every single week.
No, I appreciate y'all. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Sure. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single week here on the show. I mean, it is crazy just on a personal level. Like 3 years ago, he was just doing Nashville radio. Like no different than you and me, basically here in Memphis.
Yep.
And now he's hosting Outside the Lines.
Like, as the next Bob Lee.
You know, as I don't know if he's Bob Lee. I don't want to put him in a box, man, because he's got more opinion, it feels like, than Bob Lee. You know, Bob Lee was always like the newspaper guy.
The news, yeah.
You know, you're not the story. You know, I love Bob Lee.
Well, I just meant a man that can be used on everything. Bob Lee became the Outside the Lines guy.
Yes.
Before that, Johnny was everything.
Yes.
Sort of a utility guy you could use on anything because he knew a little bit about everything.
I think that's who Fitz is. And we give Brad all the credit in the world. Brad discovered Fitz. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounded good at the time. All right,
that's
we will
amazing,
come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Here it comes again, lunch. What's it going to be today? Flimsy burger and soggy fries? Vending machine granola bar? Leftovers of leftovers? Why not take a vacation from the ordinary for lunch today with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub from Firehouse Subs? It's a culinary creation of bold flavors you can only find at Firehouse Subs, and it's all yours at just $5.55 for a medium. Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and just the perfect hint of Caribbean seasoning, served piping hot on a toasted sub roll with melted pepper jack cheese. This is no ordinary sub. This is the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub, only at Firehouse Subs. Save time and order yours on the Firehouse Subs app today for just $5.55 for a medium. So much flavor, so little price. This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company, Geico, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Landers Auto Sales, if you are in the market for a new car, that's where you need to head on down to right now. That's where you need to go because they got the widest selection in the Mid-South. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, widest selection in the Mid-South, and they got the best team in the Mid-South. They're going to help you make that process easy, smooth. They're going to help you with the purchasing, the service, and the accessories for your vehicle. If you get down there and they don't happen to have what you want on the lot, don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you exactly what you asked for. That convenient, that easy. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, building more than pools. Let Outdoor Living help you design your perfect outdoor living space. They have everything outdoor, from Louisiana pellet grills and ceramic Komodo cookers with all the frills to go with the grills. Kitchens, furniture, playsets, hot tubs by Caldera Spas. New pool construction and remodeling. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard beauty and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville, next to the Collierville Animal Hospital, or visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
The Mid-South Fair at the Landers Center, September 19th through 29th. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And Shutters, they are the Mid-South's premier blind shutters and shades company. That's who I went with. Everybody knows the deal by now. Bought a house, loved the house. Pretty much everything was perfect inside the house, except for the fact that you could just see all up in it, man. It was like a fishbowl, thanks to the bamboo shade there. You could just see all up in the house, and you don't like that. You don't like that feeling, knowing somebody could just walk up to your house and see how you got your furniture laid out, see kind of what you're doing. Got with Chip Wiggins, told him my situation. He came on a Saturday, brought the mobile showroom. Me and my wife were there. We picked out the best plantation shutters he had. Everything was custom for the window, and it all happened in a very quick two-week process. Same will happen for you. Give them a call, 901-753-5822. They've got whatever it is you need for your home. They'll fit your budget at wholesale prices, whether it's motorized, plantation shutters, normal blinds. And they got bamboo shade if that's what you want. They got it all. That's the point. Give them a call. My man Chip Wiggins, 901-753-5822, to get your consultation today. All right, ride like the wind on into the checkout time. Let's go.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'll be checking out the fantasy draft because your boys got the
number one pick. Bang, bang, bang.
Do I want Saquon Barkley?
Do I want Kamara?
Do I want McCaffrey, who
Anthony
took you to
Miller
a
or David Montgomery, the sleeper?
Anthony Miller in the first round. I love him, but I'm not taking him with the one pick. You trying to talk me into that stuff?
Yes.
You think I'm stupid out on here on this fantasy football stuff, and I'm not.
We all know who you're going to take, man. Ain't no drama.
Ain't nobody picking David Johnson, fool.
I know. You're picking Saquon Barkley unless you're just a lunatic.
I don't want to hear anything from you right now, because I think it's all
mind manipulation. I'm the champion.
John, what pick did you have last year?
Number one.
There you go.
Yes.
That's what's happening again this year. Number one pick going to win the whole thing. You took Christian McCaffrey last year, number one?
I can't remember. No, Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
How'd you get Todd McCaffrey and Gurley?
Dude, Gurley had one of the best seasons ever.
I'm saying, how did you get both?
I didn't have McCaffrey last year.
Yeah,
I had Mahomes. I picked up Mahomes on the waiver wire because I play fantasy football with a bunch of damn dinguses.
Well, our draft, and I'm not one of those. Our draft is at 6:30 today up here at the building.
It's 6:15. You may want to get here a little early.
I'll be doing it remotely.
We know. You'll be somewhere sitting out, looking outside your window, wishing you were outside with a black.
The important thing is I won't be smoking, fool.
That's right.
I won't
be careful, man.
Y'all smell any smoke on me today?
The only thing that's going to be on fire
is
your draft.
Yeah. I'm not one of these hiders that's going in the back here and smoking and coming back.
I've been following you to make sure you're not smoking.
You could smell it on me if I was.
Yes. So who are you going to draft, man? I mean, you have the first pick. It doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it.
Well, we know it's going to be one of three.
I'm going to keep you guessing until 6:15, 6:30.
It's going to be Saquon.
Watch Jason get Ezekiel in that first pick.
He ain't crazy. He ain't crazy.
Ezekiel about to be signed before that thing's done.
I'm fit, so I'm not going to get one of those four. I'm going to end up having to make a decision between DeAndre Hopkins and David Johnson.
Well, the thing I am glad about that we've waited this long to do it because so many things have happened.
Folks are
picking up Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck's retiring on him. Mess up their whole team. So I'm glad this is where we're drafting at this time.
Jason and John tonight. The autumn wind is like a pirate. It's the finale of Hard Knocks, 9 o'clock on HBO. This is the finale at 9 o'clock, so like the Antonio Brown saga is really over as far as the TV show is concerned.
Yeah, and, it has not been a necessarily memorable season of Hard Knocks.
That man paid $15 for this.
Yeah, I paid $15 for it.
I mean, I'm coming at this from like an objective observer here. Like, if I'm just an NFL fan, like I'm not gonna remember really anything from this series because, you know, they didn't go into the Antonio Brown thing enough.
Like,
you know?
I said. Just go to the college thing.
It was very controlled. I think that was one of the problems.
It's not just a Raiders problem.
No,
this is going to be a problem they run into every single season from here on out.
Yep.
It's just like if they had as good and juicy a storyline as Hard Knocks has ever had since its birth. And they couldn't even do it right. They couldn't cover it because the Raiders censored everything.
John, I also would be remiss if we don't get this in here. We didn't talk about the Cardinals. I know you're not a baseball fan, but the Cardinals are absolutely kicking ass.
I just knew
two doubleheaders in a row, three walk-offs. They're up by three games now. And the Cubs, they are off tonight.
They're still playing the Mariners.
Yeah, so they got the Mariners and the Cubs tonight. So the Cubs are playing tonight. And so I'm going to be watching that Cubs game at 7:05 against the Mariners. The Cardinals are raking right now.
Y'all are killing it.
So good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I think you have the best record in the NL since the All-Star break. Yeah. It just came out of nowhere. I have to hand it to you.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I didn't see it coming either, Jason.
Yeah, I hate to break this up. But, in terms of things I will actually be doing tonight, I will be drafting fifth overall. In this fantasy
Nobody
draft.
Nobody care about Defending the Kirby Copperheads taking the number five. Are you still the Kirby Copperheads?
Yeah, Kirby
Is that your name?
Kirby High Copperheads, but I'm going to change it.
They got the snake problem fixed, though.
I know. So I got to change
it. You got to do something like Slim Shady or with your new
hairdo. I got to do something topical, man.
You were Skull's Guardians?
Skull's Guardians.
I might have to do the Balls Boat or something like that. Like, I don't know.
What's your name, Jason?
Get that dude something as a tribute to that brother from Center Hill that led Georgia State to that victory.
I know.
Ellington's. I don't know.
Man, that's too obscure. We got to do something a little better than that, but I don't know. Like, what are the big Memphis sports things? Because that's kind of like what I like to do at the time.
Little brothers.
Call it Drake and JT's team.
Yeah, that was last year.
John's little brothers.
Yeah, I had to think about that. Anyway, that's what I'll be doing. Of course, the Hard Knocks finale at 9 o'clock. That's gonna do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wingu. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Clay Travis, even though he's lying. Thanks to Clay Travis for joining us on the show today. Thanks to John Clayton. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Gary Parrish Show.
Man, I ain't got much to say about that other than, man, I don't know why people argue with you. You're normally right, all right? So
thank you.
I don't know why they want to. They just need to just say okay and roll on with it.
Yeah, it's, first off, I appreciate you saying that. And, yeah, like, it's one thing, like, if we're arguing about what's better, the Popeye's chicken sandwich or the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich?
The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Nia is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
High temperatures and humidity levels have your air conditioner working overtime. And we're working overtime, too, here at Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning to help you stay comfortable this summer. Whether your air conditioner needs routine cleaning, an emergency repair, or you're interested in saving money with a new, higher-efficiency cooling system, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company Memphians have trusted since 1970 for all their home or business comfort system needs. Call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Let Germantown Car Wash do it for you. Different car washing levels, and every car wash comes with a free vacuum. Why sweat and dirty up your clothes cleaning and vacuuming up your car when we'll do it for you at almost the same price as those express washes? We will detail your rims, shampoo your mats or carpet, wipe down and clean your interior, and much more while you wait. Don't sweat it out. Go to Germantown Car Wash and let us do it for you. 7601 Poplar Avenue next to Germantown Hardware.
Come right up close.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.